Damn it. Bloody hurts. Should have moved them all to the left. There. That should do it. What? Oh. Hello there. I didn't hear you come in. No, it's nothing. I don't. Just tending to the wounds I received during our last little excursion. No, I'm fine. You don't need to fret over me. It's perfectly fine. But well, if you truly feel that obligated that you must inspect them, then fine. See, perfectly fine. Just a scratch. Nothing you need to worry about yourself, little moon. But yes, I know. I didn't need to do that. You easily could have handled it yourself. But I cannot help it. You know, I made my oath to you to protect you on that day when I was freed from the dungeon. Your mother didn't exactly give me too much of a choice in that one, after all. But it's an oath that I do not take lightly, but one I will manage to uphold for you, at least. But I will make sure I do not fail. But tell me, though, Luminia, is there any other reason here besides just needlessly worrying over my own injuries? It's not something you need to fret yourself over. I told you I'm fine. It's nothing. You didn't need to be so afraid for me. I'm not as fragile as a pitiful human, after all. Just because I'm half human doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to die so easily. But then again, maybe that makes me, I don't know, maybe weaker for that. But thank you for showing your concern for me. I very much appreciate it. I don't mind if we sit here together. You know I very much enjoy our times alone, just sitting and chatting. Yes, I know. Of course, you can hold my hand if you wish. Here. Let me. Your hands are always so warm when I hold them. Even though I feel those little nips in your claws there. It's perfectly fine. I feel much better now that I'm sitting here with you. Feels a lot more comforting. Yes, I know. I always dive in too easily into these sorts of things, but I always feel the need to want to protect you after you released me that day. But damn it, why do I always get so tongue-tied with you? What is it about you that does this? You truly feel that way about me? I suspected, but I didn't really think you would think that way for me. But it's not that I don't. Please, don't misunderstand. I mean, you're a princess, and I'm just a low-born half-seraph. Nothing important to this world. Orphan, and you're noble, with your sister, heiress to the throne, and your mother, the queen, even to the Nikon, your people, you're important to them at least. I'm just an outsider at best, but you chose to adventure with me all this time, with no disregard for yourself, even practically renouncing your own throne claim for me. But thank you. It's very much No, that. Thank you for the kiss. That was very. Very sweet. Very sweet of you. But. Did you have to surprise me like that? It wasn't exactly. All that. Damn, all this time I. We fought together and slew werewolves and drakes and even slew that lich earlier. Nearly lost my life, but you saved me again. Despite the countless times I've probably saved you, so I suppose we can call it even this one time, but I suppose we can do it again, you like. Your lips are so sweet, little moon. I cannot help but want them more. I don't know what it is about you that compels me to feel things that I feel. I'm not supposed to feel this. Wait, what are you? Don't touch me there! Those are very sensitive! Don't touch my wings! Fine! You can touch them, just be careful. Mind the bandages! This. Actually, no, just that is very, very soothing, thank you. Please, keep touching them there. That's, I enjoy that very much. Thank you, little moon. I've never truly allowed anyone to touch my wings, at least not willingly like this, in such a gentle manner. I've always usually been ashamed of my wings, always despising what they have allowed my life to be. Almost like a curse, really. People wanting to harvest me for my blood, because it has healing properties, the ability to make one live far longer than they ever could live. But for you, I don't mind at all if you pet my wings. How ironic, isn't it? A half-seraphim and a catgirl princess, and she's the one petting me. Wait, don't touch me there between my wings. That's me. Oh, it's ticklish. Don't touch me there. Ow! Damn! That's a laugh! Thank you. That was nice. But very, very pleasing to at least spend time with you again with this, but here. Let me hold you. I want to do something that I've never done for anyone before, little moon, so let me wrap my wings around you. Yes. Really? They smell like fresh washed bed sheets? Well, that's first anyone has ever said anything about my wings. Oh. I suppose you've always smelled like raspberries in the spring, so I suppose it's not a bad combination of scents. So sweet. No, I don't mind if you claw my chest a little. That's fine. Very enjoyable, actually. Makes me not think so much of the pain in my sides from my wounds, actually. It's like little nips from you. Oh, you don't really need to fret so much. I'm very comfortable here with you. You wish to. I can't say I haven't thought of it, you. Just nervous. I've never really known how to do this for someone else, or really known what it's like to be with a woman. It's usually just been me running most of my life and surviving, but first time in years, I feel something with you when we're together. Like this. And the only thing I thought of when I nearly died to protect you, it was just that, just once, I wished to hold you like this. Here in my arms, in my wings, was something I just felt I could not bear to live without if I died. Here we are, together, finally. And I'm living that dream. So I thank you for your own rashness to fuss over my well-being. Wait, where are you touching again now? Well, you know how it is. I mean, I'm still technically human in the man, but you're very, very fetching. And your outfit has always been very alluring to me. Those frilly little dresses you like to wear, your robes, and how you always use magic there to protect yourself so you can enjoy the fashion over functionality, but your magics always were potent enough to protect you to not have to worry so much about needing things like armor and such. But it is still embarrassing. It's, well, no, don't. I don't want you to stop. Yes, you can. Little moon, why? Why are you so intent on this? You love me? Why? If I'm no one. Why do you feel like you love me when I never done anything to show that? That was just my oath. Damn it. You can see right through me, can you? Are you ordering me to bed you? Well, it's not like I really have to disobey that order. I am sworn as your knight, but I'd rather not. Take as an order. I would rather take you of my own free will. There. You made me admit it. I admit it, fine. I would like to bed you if that is all right with you. I suppose it would be, wouldn't it? Thank you. Would it be all right if you, continue what you were doing? Let me hold you tight, little moon. Feel my embrace. How I tighten my wings around you. I will never let you go. I will always hold you like this whenever you want. Yes, I think I'm more than ready, and I suppose you are too. I can smell it, and but may I do the honors, Your Majesty? Yes, I know it embarrasses you still a little bit, but I like how your face gets all flustered whenever I call you as if you're still royalty. Here. We don't need to have those on now, do we? Soaked as they are. Your flower looks very enticing, beloved. You can keep the stockings. I actually prefer them. Very much so, actually. Here. Let me taste you. Tastes so sweet. Sorry, you grabbed my hair and forced my face there. It was a little difficult to breathe. I suppose I wasn't that bad then, was I? No, it tasted fine. You tasted very, very, very tasty. But now, though, I feel something. Something in me I cannot describe. It's a burning, a seething need. And it's not the one here in my loins here. It's here, give me your hands. Feel me here on my chest. Can you feel it? My heartbeat. It's racing. I feel it rushing everywhere. I can't contain myself. I want you more than I've ever wanted anything in this world, little moon. Yes. Go ahead. I suppose it would be easier instead of possibly risking opening my wounds a little more then, but go ahead. Just be careful, I don't want to hurt you in case things are... Well, I suppose you probably had more experience in this than I have. After all, you are at least nearly 100 years old. Damn, it's like a vice. Must wait. No, wait, just sit there. Let me just feel you. It's warm. You're warm. Every part of you is just so warm. I cherish this so much. I only hope that perhaps this moment could last forever. As cheaply as that sounds to some people, but with you, I mean it, little moon. Hey, hang on, let me wrap my wings around you again and hold you close. I want to feel you pressed against me. Slowly, slowly. Oh, yes, that's it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bite your ears. Your little meowing is very, very arousing. When I bit them, I suppose I found a weakness for you then. Since you kept teasing my wings earlier, perhaps I shall have to take this into account next time. Feisty, aren't we? Harder. Don't stop, beloved, don't stop. No, it's fine. It doesn't hurt there anymore. On my sides, just... It would just hurt if you stop. Please. Harder. Don't stop. Yes. Yes, claw my chest. Meow for me. Let me hear those sweet yells. Meow for me. Yes. I'm coming, little moon, please. Let's do this together. That was utterly wonderful. No, just stay there. Let me hold you. Let me hold you in my arms and my wings. This is very nice. I wouldn't change it for the world. Thank you for this, little moon. All right. Just this one time, I shall say it. But only because it's you. I love you. And I always will. So, please, can we just hold each other like this for as long as we live, my love.